cannot achieve it. Don't look at Guru. Look at Shukra first. If the person cannot have a baby, Putra has two meanings. Putra is having a baby, Putra is having a child, a Shishya. Your child is your first Shishya. Jupiter as a parent is teaching the child. Shukra as a parent is producing the child. In Latin, they have two words, progenitor and what is the next word? Pater. In Latin, they are having two beautiful words, progenitor, Shukra, Pater, Jupiter. It is very easy to produce a child, very tough to teach him. It is the Shukra inside you that will produce excellent children. It is the Guru inside you that will teach them excellent things. Interesting, huh? You all look at one, Jupiter. The child has to be born before you teaching anything here. And try teaching something to a 0-year-old. You can't, you will fail. The mother is the first teacher. The first teacher is the mother. She teaches how all your toilet habits, all your talking habits, laughing, talking to the child, comforting. Mother is the first teacher.
Prathama Guru,
Chandra.
Prahlada learning in the womb itself.
Mother is the teacher. Abhimanyu's son, Abhimanyu, learning in the womb from Uttara. Uttara, right? Who was his mother? Uttara. Who was the mother of Abhimanyu?
Uttara was the mother.
Wife of Abhimanyu. Who was the mother of Abhimanyu?
Subhadra.
So Subhadra, why did Abhimanyu die?
Half knowledge of Chakravyuh Bheda.
So why he died?
She slept
off when Arjuna was teaching. So in olden days, right from pregnancy, the father will start teaching the child. From pregnancy, they will start teaching. The mother will be asked to go and sit with the guru so that the guru can read the Srimad Bhagavatam or can read the Shiva Mahapurana or can read the Vayu Purana and talk about Jyotish and other shastras of the Veda so that the mother can learn. Basically, it is not the mother only who is listening. The child is learning very fast. Rapid speed the child is learning. Because the child has nothing else to do. He is in complete bandhana. This is the best thing that can happen to him. So the parents will start teaching the children at the time of pregnancy. Anyway, times have changed. So, you can see the importance of this. Some of you who are not yet married can resolve that you can change it when you have children. So Shukra will give the child. When there is a, we have to check Shukra to see whether they can have a child or not. Affliction to Shukra will bring over diseases in children. A strong Shukra will give excellent children. The fifth house from Shukra will be the delivery of the child.
In woman's chart or man's chart?
Write it down before you confuse yourself further. Later you will be wondering how to predict childbirth. All you have to do is to look at the fifth house from Shukra and the delivery systems will work. For man, the delivery system is the semen that will be coming from fifth house from Shukra. So let us say somebody's Shukra is in anybody who's married over here and has children. You have. But where is your Shukra?
Fourth house.
In?
Fourth house.
How will I know what is your fourth house?
Ali.
Vrishchik Lagna. So fourth house is Kumbha. So which is the fifth from Shukra? Mithuna Rashi. So Mercury will supposed to deliver the
children.
When were your children born? What was your dasha, antardasha, do you know? Any planet is there in Mithuna?
Mithun.
No planet. So Mercury is supposed to deliver. You don't remember this dasha, antardasha, children were born. Okay.
90th.
One time over. Okay. So for her, the delivery of children will come from Mithuna Rashi. Unless you know that, you do not even know where to look whether children are coming or not. Okay? Very important. This is called Shukra Chhadana.
It was Buddha, Mahadasha.
Was Mahadasha?
100%.
Very good. When will the delivery system work? It's automatic. It works.
Nowadays, there are so many artificial methods by which they...
In the future, it will be more problem.
How?
They don't even need husband and wife. They will take one tree and one more flower and they put it like that and baby will come. Well, don't ask me that question. I don't know what to do. Okay, Raja, right now we are seeing normal man and woman. Okay. What will happen, we will see later. Yani kal kya karega, gaadi start ho gaya, bachcha gir gaya. Kya karega? Sanjay ji, usko dekho delivery. I'm finished. If you ask me questions like that, I'm finished. I teach Parasha. Then I have to write my own Jyotish. Brihat Sanjay or Ashastra. And my Maitriya will be Aditya. He will ask questions and I will answer. What do you say, Aditya? What else we will do about it? Right? We have to do something. Huh? Then when I am completely mad with all this and all these peculiar situations, then you will sing one song and I will be
happy. So I will take the obligation by itself and look at myself.
एक तो मैं बता रहा हूं इफ आई वॉन्ट समिट टू मेक मनी आउट ऑफ ज्योतिष द काइंड ऑफ नॉलेज आई हैव इफ आई पुट इट इवन अ स्मॉल बुक सुपर इट यू नो व्हाट वंस वन ऑफ माय स्टूडेंट्स टोल्ड मी फ्रीडम ही इज वेरी इंटरेस्टेड आई एम फ्रॉम कैलिफोर्निया गुरुजी डू यू नो व्हाई डोंट यू राइट ऑल द सीक्रेट्स दैट यू हैव अबाउट सेक्सुअलॉजी एंड ज्योतिष सो व्हाई आई गारंटी यू योर फाइनेंशियल प्रॉब्लम्स आर सॉल्वड What will happen to my reputation? Who will take care of that? Huh? Shukra will do permanent blockage to my reputation. Huh? So then they thought about it. They came up with a new idea. We'll have a different name. Not the other. Some of them from my writing, they will know it is me. So now, that knowledge should die with me. Anyway, this is the good knowledge we should survive. Okay? Ravi Devalaya.
Ravi Devalaya.
Chandra Jala.
Chandra Jala.
Mangala Bahani.
Mangala Bahani.
Buddha Krida.
Buddha Krida.
Guru Kosha.
Guru Kosha.
Shukra Sarya.
Shukra Sarya.
Shani Utkara.
Shani Utkara.
Again we will say? Ravi Devalaya.
Ravi Devalaya.
Chandra Jala.
Chandra Jala.
Mangala Vanni.
Mangala Vanni.
Buddha Krida.
Buddha Krida.
Guru Kosha.
Guru Kosha.
Shukra Shaya.
Shukra Shaya.
Shani Utkara.
Shani Utkara.
The translation I've given easily. And you can keep expanding the translation. The beauty about the Sanskrit word is you can keep expanding. I have given few. Beautiful. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was born in a Vaishnava family, very good Vaishnava family. And the great one had Dhanu Lagna. Dhanu Lagna, you know, Sagittarius. And the Lagna Lord was in the ninth house with Guru. That is Guru as the Lagna Lord, with Ketu, Moksha Karaka, and Surya. Now, that is ninth house is which Rashi? Singha Rashi. Which is the Purana in that Rashi? Do you know? Different Rashis have different Puranas. You need to learn that also from me. Make a note to ask me. Maybe when I'm in a happy mood. Okay. Dhanur Singha Rashi has to do with the Srimad Bhagavat Purana. So, it is destined that the Parampara Yoga in which he is born, Jupiter Ketu Yoga is Parampara Yoga. That Parampara Yoga demands that he pick up the Bhagavad Puran and take it to the world. That is the demand of the Parampara. So the prediction was made, here a great one is born, who in his old age, will take this Puran over the world. People say the Bhagavad Gita is the greatest work he has done. No. The best work is Srimad Bhagavad Puran. That is Prabhupada. Everybody knows. Bhagavad Puran, Prabhupada, nobody can. Even the Prime Minister, Lal Bahadur Shastri, received him in his house and touched his feet and opened the Srimad Bhagavad Puran. There is some power in that translation of his. Now observe. The sun is conjoined that combination. Now, Jupiter Ketu is Parampara. That means Purana. Purana, Jyotisha, Parampara. Knowledge. Jupiter Ketu is knowledge. But there is a Surya also over there. What is Surya? So, prediction was made by the astrologer for the little child whose horoscope was being read, little boy, that he shall make 108 temples for Krishna. Prediction. And nobody could imagine how that prediction will come true.
Because those days India was becoming modern and he became an engineer or something like that and he had a chemical pharmaceutical business,
medicine and all that stuff. But when he became old, 50 years of age, or approximately 50, everything turned upside down. And the Parampara Yoga became so powerful. Not that he was not interested. He was interested. He was going to the guru like you and me, normal person going. Suddenly, everything turned around. He took sannyasa. Everything changed.
It was decided.
Why did it happen in old age? If life is divided into three parts, of childhood, middle and old. Not really old. You can. Old age normally means you are doing nothing. But the active years. So it is 70. If I take life, active life as 70 and divide it into three parts, childhood will be 24. Right? Middle age is till 50. Then the third stage is 70. 50 to 70. Okay? Beyond that, you can extend how much strength you have. Childhood is lagna. Middle age is 5th house, old age is 9th house. How did you know that? Ah, right. Put it down. Lagna is childhood, 5th house, middle age is 24 to 50, old age 70, 50 plus, 50 to 70 and maybe more.
Where was this combination in the chart of Prabhupada?
Nine.
So it must be 50 plus, no? Building temples, how was the prediction made?
Jupiter and Ketu are in which house? In Surya's house. In Simha. With Surya. So who is the dominant planet in Surya? In Leo. The sun. If the sun is in Leo, it is his order. The temples have to be built. And he will get the resources. It's not your botheration.
Prabhupada, what did he have? He had one mala and two books.
What did he have? But what did he build? See the power of Jyotish. The prediction was bullseye. That is Jyotish.
You should be able to make predictions like that.
You can if you understand this. Guru Kosha. Shukra Shaya. Shari Utkara.
Lagna Lord shows what is your greatest achievement of your life for which you can become famous. Lagna Lord shows the highest achievements for which you become famous. Tenth Lord shows work which you have to do to earn money. So ask yourself, am I doing work based upon my Lagna or am I doing work based upon my 10th house? Am I working for money or am I working for myself? Am I a slave of Kubera or do I have the blessings of Indra? Because if you are a slave of Kubera, you have to do what he tells you to do for money. And then forget the Lagna. Because both cannot happen. You cannot have 10th and Lagna together. You have to make a choice. And don't think it is easy. Don't think it is easy. It's a very tough decision. 10th house is much easier. Why? You have learned Kendras. And now write this down also. The strongest natural Kendra is 10th house. Then 7th house. Then 4th house. And then the Lagna. So 10th house is the strongest. It will automatically flourish. Then comes wife. What she will tell will be right. Then comes mother. What she will tell will be right. And then will be your turn. Which means nothing, frankly. By that time, because the remaining time that you have will be spent resolving what wife said and what mother said.
First you will deal with what the boss says.
There is boss who says no leave. There is wife who says you have to take leave because this is janeo for your child. There is mother who says you fool. You have to look after your responsibilities and the tradition. Ab in sab ke beech mein kahan phasega? That is life. But still, if you can find the Lagna, you will achieve something in this life. Whether you can find it or you cannot find it is a separate issue. That is the grace of Indra. You must have an Indra and you must have faith in that Indra. Indra simply means king. It does not mean Indra as a god. Let us say you like Krishna, then make Vrajendra your god. My God is Vrajendra. Vraja plus Indra, Vrajendra is Krishna. He is my God. What he will tell, I will walk that path. I don't care. Shivendra, Shiva is my God. He is my king. What my king will say, I will do. So like that, you have to decide who is your Indra. On the basis of your Lagna, you make a decision. And it is not an easy thing. There are ways to do it. I will show you how to do it. So the places, can you name? I mean, this is easy, right? If Mercury is with Mars, you can compete in the playground. That means you are a sportsman. Okay? Engineers must have a strong Mangala. Otherwise, you cannot do engineering. People who cook need water. Otherwise, they cannot cook. If you have moon in the 4th house, your wife must be a very good cook. Anybody go moon in the 4th house? Your husband? Not married. Married. Was your husband a good cook?
Yes.
See, now we don't have that food. He misses food. So your food is better than his? How will you be married? You want to be happy in marriage? Stop cooking.
Okay, next time I stop cooking.
Next time you stop cooking and just get the vegetables and cook it. Yeah. No problem. Interesting, huh? If Saturn is in the 4th house, tell your husband to clean the bathroom. So whatever is in the 4th house, tell your spouse to do that and the home will have peace. Very strange thing. Huh? In olden days they used to have this charcoal fire.
So if Mars is in the fourth house, the husband has to light the charcoal fire, so Mangalik Dosh will go.
Nowadays we have gas, so it's not even... Nowadays even it's more modern. It does tick, tick, tick and comes out. Kuch bhi nahi hai.
No, Mars is not. So there is real no Mangal activation. So how do you activate Mars? Cut onions. Take onions and cut it. You will activate Mars.
Mars is pacified.
Can you cut onions without crying?
You can? Good. So I have one more person in my category.
So when as a child I would practice my Mangalik Dosh, how to deal with it. I would keep the onion like that, without looking. So I should not cry. The moment you cry, Mars is pacified.
Mars is beating you to make you cry. The moment you cry, Mars is okay. Now he's crying. He's okay. Good boy. Good boy. Nice boy.
If you're not crying, Mars will say, oh, he's fighting, huh? That is all artificial organs, buying onions from India.
Price will make you
cry. Onion is pure Mangal. Pure Mangal. Warriors eat onions. That is why in this course, onions are prohibited. Because we don't want warriors over here. Go back home and start it at home. Leave me out of it. So no onions during the course. Okay? If you think there is a lot of fighting in the house, maybe you can cut down on the onions. There is another beautiful vegetable. Is it a vegetable or a root? Garlic. Very good. It keeps the devil away. Can you imagine how bad it is? That even the devil runs away. Think about it. How terrible that thing must be, that even he who is scared of nothing runs away from it.
Sharks keep away.
Pardon?
Sharks keep away.
Sharks will keep, then sharks, everything. Powerful garlic. Yama keeps away. Terrible. And if you chew garlic, Yama cannot take you. He said, oh my God. Brush your teeth and come. So what is the speciality of garlic? Why is it so protective?
It's antiviral.
Anti what?
Antiviral by chemical composition.
Anti kya baat keh diya yaar? Jabardast. What is that?
It's antiviral by its chemical composition.
Antiviral. Matlab usko khane se koi virus nahi aata. So automatic autoimmune problems. Then why is it bad? It's supposed to be very good.
Batao.
Is it, that means it's good, right?
Medically they say it's good.
Medically it is good because it keeps the devil away, it keeps Yama away, it is good. What is bad about it?
Garlic.
Huh?
Garlic. Just try to mind garlic. It's used as a natural pesticide. If you plant it on the outside of all your garden plants, the insects won't come in, they won't touch it, they hate it.
So what is, even, insectos are still better. The devil goes away. The devil goes away, sharks will not bite you. Next time you go in the ocean, try garlic. No shark problem. Think about it, how deadly that one thing must be. So you need to study these things and find out what is this thing. It is the highest power of Ketu. It is the highest power of Ketu. Ketu at its highest power. Miraculous power. Human beings can still take it and keep their brains intact. Other animals, their brain will get damaged. Okay? But it is good for the heart. Because the brain is being damaged, so it is good for the heart. The brain is controlling the heart, so what happens when you take garlic? It sort of locks the communication between the brain and the heart. So it's good for the heart.
there are other things.
People try to make it headless.
They things, exactly. It damages the brain. Okay, got it? Now let us go quickly further. So places, you know, are ruled by which planets? So, it's easy to understand. The graveyard is ruled by Saturn, because it's a dirty place, and that's Capricorn. The toilet is ruled by Saturn, which is Aquarius. Okay? Aquarius is very, very important. Water, in olden days, water had to be carried to Aquarius to use in the bathroom. Right? People would carry the water. That is why it is Kumbha Rashi. Nowadays, you have pipes and things like that, so you don't have a problem. Shukra is the bed. So it's your bedroom. It rules hospitals, massages, spas, clubs, fun places. Guru is kosher, the treasury, the bank, finance, and the entire business of financing and protection. Money lending comes under Guru. Buddha is Krida, all places of playground, entertainment, every kind of garden, everything. Mangala is Vanni, fire, the kitchen, furnaces, engineering places, engineering industries, fire of any kind, the Agnihotri, Mars. Jada, water, water resorts, beaches, all that comes under moon. This is temples, churches, and the Shivalinga in particular is ruled by the sun. So the first thing that you do when you enter a new house is to establish the Shivalinga in a proper place. Once that is established, the sunlight is there in the house. Okay, periods of the planets. This is very important. You will be using it all the time. Ravi Ayana. Chandra Kshana. Mangala Vara. Buddha Ritu.
Guru
Masa. Shukra Paksha. Shani Sama. Rahu Astamasa. Ketu Trimasa. So these things most probably many of you don't know. But these many of you know that Ravi rules a period of an Ayana, which is 6 months. So Ayana is very important at the time of death. Chandra is Shana, the moment. It is right now. The period is a moment. But you know, it's very tough to catch a moment. So what we do for this Chandra is we use Ghatika or Muhurta. A Muhurta is a period of 48 minutes. So out here you can write Ghatika 24 minutes or Muhurta 48 minutes. Two options are there. One is Ghatika, 24 minutes. One is Muhurta, 48 minutes. For all normal mundane matters, use Ghatika. And for other spiritual and other things which relate to the long-term growth of the person, use Muhurta. Muhurta is 48 minutes. Ghatika is 24 minutes. Okay. Mangala is the Vara, the weekday. The weekday has the energy. What else has the energy? Hora. Buddha is the Ritu, the season. Okay, this is very, very important because nature follows Buddha. Nature is Mercury, green, earth is green. So Buddha is Ritu, season, 60 days. So every 60 days the Ritu can change. Sometimes it may be longer, but 60 is the time when it starts changing. Some places have 2 seasons, some places 4, some places 6. But the Vedic season is 6 because the human brain passes through 6 seasons. Guru is the master, the month. This is the way on which salary must be paid. Money, remember money? Salaries? You get salaries on a monthly basis. Shukra Paksha, fortnight, every 15 days. Sama is the year, which is 360 days, the annual planning. This is aging. Aging is based upon the year, Shani. I'm 30 years old. I'm 10 years old. You don't say 10 years young.
That's very Shani.
It is a Shani. You understand that now?
Yeah.
Old, you see? But Rahu is peculiar. He uses an 8-month period. This is, I think, the Chinese calendar, is it? Or 6 months is the Chinese calendar.
12 months
is Chinese.
They follow the moon calendar, but there do not like how we have Ugadi. There it starts 1 month early.
Nowadays. The ancient Chinese calendar you followed a 6 month calendar of the Ayana, followed the sun. So somebody could be 240 years old. That's why they have only two white hair. The Chinese gray. Those are Chinese. God doesn't want them, devil doesn't want them, Yama doesn't want them, whatever. Garlic. Chinese use a lot of garlic, no? No doubt. Whatever. Ketu is 3 months. Every 3 months it changes. So quarters are ruled by Ketu. This Ketu is used in the corporate world very much to create blood pressure among the employees. Guaranteed blood pressure. Quarter, I get quarterly report, quarterly this thing, quarterly that thing. My God. Yeah, this quarter has gone down, that quarter has gone up. Oh my God. Serious blood pressure. Can you imagine? When I was doing the Germany scholar program, this corporate guys would eat my head. Don't, you can't have the program in September because it is this quarter. That quarter and this quarter, and we cannot have it in March because it is a year ending quarter. And God knows, total Ketu, it's the moment you hear the word quarter, something happens to your brain. They can use Ayana, half year, biennial. They try biennial reports and all that in the committees of the government. No effect. People take it and throw it. No stress. It is very difficult to explain why. You try to explain to me. Why is it that when you do a half yearly report, no one is worried? Have you ever heard of anybody getting tense or stressed or anything by the Bible? No, they're relaxed. The moment they talk of quarterly, their head goes for a spin. You see the psychology. This affects the mind. This is what affects the head. And Ketu is the worst effect on the head. This 8 month thing is...
Are you saying that if you look at government and government is putting everything on a yearly basis, whereas here and government is putting clubbing, so if they change their periodicity of submitting reports or anything around there or the budgets up to 6 months, will it help?
No. Government is ruled by Surya. Go if I You do what you want. Okay. I worked in government, I tell you. Anything you try. I will rise at this time and I will set at this time. Whatever you may need is either within this period or it shall come the next day. I cannot change.
That is how government procedures are very fixed.
Totally. Totally fixed. They have a certain procedure. They will work at that speed. It will be submitted through proper channel. It will be go up with this thing. It has to be filed properly. The file has to have a proper number. The number has to be entered in the register. The register has to be kept in the under lock and key. You have to put a brown tape on the file. Why? Because the red tape doesn't look good. No, then they call it red tape. Satan. We did that in the government. Change kar diya. Why? Sir, red tape. Everybody says there is too much red tape. So we changed it to green tape. All the red tape which had been ordered and it was thrown, and we purchased green tape. What? You see, ingenious methods to waste time. Because it is not our fault. The press said red tape, so we are following what you said. The sun listens to everybody, no? And then takes a decision. Samaya refers to appointed or proper time, the appropriate time or best moment for doing anything. So, Ravi is Ayana. Spiritual. All spiritual things must be decided on the basis of Ayana. Murta Chandra Shuddhi. So whenever you have a Murta for anything, marriage or anything Murta,
Chandra Shuddhi is the most important thing in the Murta. Vivaha Murta. Huh? All the samskaras, they require Chandra Shuddhi. Why? Because Murta or the Shana is ruled by Chandra. Okay? Weekly tasks. Weekly tasks are based on Varesha. So plan your weekly things based upon your Mars. Buddha is the mundane matters. They are based upon Ritu. Mundane matters is, like I want to put rose. Roses don't grow in India so well. So I have to put it in the right season. If I don't put it in the right season, it will die. Ritu. Mundane matters are always based on the Ritu. And just as plants depend upon weather, so also the general population of the country changes based upon weather. It is not very smart to have a summer session of parliament. Why? Heat will generate more anger. All the air conditioning cannot cool it down. Every member of parliament will hit the desk and ask for 5 questions to be answered. Now why have a parliament session then? Have it in winter. They will be shivering in the cold. Put the AC down. Put the heaters down. They are too shivering cold. This thing all caps and monkey caps. Brain frozen. Maybe in a week they will ask a question. You see that? You got to be smart. Use the right ritu for the right activity. And everything is fine. You want to propose to a girl to get married, don't propose in summer. She's unlikely to say yes. What are the chances that she will say yes? Number one, you go close. You probably are stinking. So she's already putting the handkerchief like that. And she's doing like this on the nose. No, she doesn't want to go back to you. And then you say something. Because of the thirst, your mouth is already stinking. Mouth stinks because of lack of water. So you don't know what to do. You propose, you use certain words. The chandas that you use are supposed to be related to Vasanta Ritu. And in Grishma it is combustible. Venus is horrible. And will you marry me? She will hear you. She will hear it as will you something something me. She will say, how dare you? That's the end of your proposal.
God be by you.
Oh, jal gaya na, it is burnt, combusted Venus.
Okay.
So you got to use this knowledge very intelligently because human brain is also based upon Ritu. If it is summer, whether you like it or not, the person needs cooling. So what happens in somebody's horoscope? The seventh lord is in summer. Which are the summer signs? Taurus, Gemini. Summer, Grishma Ritu is Taurus and Gemini. What do you do? I tell you what to do. See, good Jyotishi knows the remedies. Always pick up the fruits. Fruits that mature in that season. And offer that first before you say anything. Mango. Take a box of nice Langa mangoes. Langa mangoes. Or some nice, don't give Alfonso, it is a lousy mango. People think it's good because it's for export. It's, try to understand, we Indians are very clever people. It's export quality, top class. Where's the best? Bahri mango. It's a lousy mango. So, give a box of mangoes, let her eat the mangoes, cool down, and then say what you have to say. Fruits that mature in that season can deal with the season.
That's why they say that you see them first.
There is no... See, people who live in for best think that this is a very wise thing. Eat seasonal fruits, what a brilliant thing they say. There's nothing brilliant about it. The fruit grows in that season, so you can eat it in that season. It's like this, when you want to eat mangoes in winter, from where will I get mangoes in winter? It won't mature, it won't grow on trees. So
What are you eating? Mango, which has got a little injection, which has got a Rahu or Ketu. You got to do a Rahu or Ketu to the mango to keep it for winter. But that's not a mango anymore. Fruits must be eaten within a month of their being plucked. Then only the essence of the fruit comes. Otherwise they can't. Excepting, of course, fruits that can be dried. Okay. Guru, you can see, we use it in the Rashi and the Arudha Chakras because it is Varsha Chakra. And Shukra is the quarterly report Paksha. 12 Pakshas is one quarter. You know that not 12 Pakshas is one quarter? 12 Pakshas is one quarter. Did you ever think of that? So, Venus uses the quarterly system and puts Ketu on the subordinates. Private sector is ruled by Venus. Shani uses 12 years as a dasha. One dasha is 12 years. So 12 rashis and 12 dashas, which is 144 years. So the entire chakra, Sudarshana, is 144 years. That is what Shani uses. So Guru will use 12 months is 1 year. 12, right? 12 signs. We have 12 signs, no? So Guru will, Masa is month. So 12 months is a year. So Guru likes to use annual. Annual means the Rashi Chakra or the Tithi Pravesh Chakra, the Arudas, Tithi Pravesh, the annual. Annual reports, annual this thing is the way Guru works. Buddha, 2 months into 12 is how much? 24 months. Biennial. Or 2 years. Every 2 years changes. Normally a good player lasts 2 seasons. In cricket you see, good players last 2 seasons. That is for the peak. Then there is a cycle to see that they go up and down. Anyway, you will study this. Taste. Ravi Katu.
Chandrakshara.
Mangala Tikta.
Buddha Mishra.
Guru Madhura.
Shukra Amla.
Shani Kashaya. The meanings are given over here. I want you to write down the name of one item having this exact taste. For example, for the Ravi, you can say Katu, Panjant, Chili. Chandra, Kshara, Saline, Salt. Mangala, can you give me a fruit or a vegetable or something that has this taste?
Bitter melon.
Bitter melon is not salty.
Oh, sorry.
Right? Mangala, Tikta, bitter melon, Karela, okay, what is Karela?
Bitter.
Buddha, mixed, so leave that. Madhura, sweet. Something
honey.
Natural?
Honey.
Mm-hmm. Something more, something fruit or?
Yeah.
Mango.
Glucose is a fruit? Mango, you would get horrible mangoes also?
Banana.
How about sugar cane?
Sugar cane.
Grapes? No. Most of them in India are horrible. Okay, Shukra? Something?
Apple?
Can it be jamun?
Huh? You can say cheap apple. Cheap apple. Cheap fruit. Cheap grape. Cheap money. It is raw.
Citrus, orange.
Citrus, orange. Orange is amla taste. Let the ladies say, let the ladies tell me what is Shukra taste. Tab se saadi pehne laga thi. Correct, Imli. I was waiting. Are you Imli name of the time? Bachpan mein kitna khaya Imli?
We encourage young girls to have more and more imli. The more imli you take, the Venus becomes more beautiful. You think your Venus is damaged, pick up the imli and start eating it. Women can eat it, I can't. I am smashed when I eat it. Shukra. The perfect shukra is imli.
Tamarind.
Yes. Shani, kasaya?
Black tea.
Yes, they make face like that when they eat. But the muh apne banaya na? That is correct. Can you tell me one thing which is this list?
Amla tifla.
Neem.
Amla.
Neem, correct. Or? Trifala is? Kaunsa vegetable hai? Vegetable hai iska naam hai trifala?
Ye to trifala
hai. Kuch bhi bolte ho yaar. Haan? Batao.
Grapefruit?
I don't eat grapefruit, so I don't know the taste. So maybe, you have to find out. This is homework. Find out at least three in each. And try to find foods in your region. If you are living in Russia and you write something like mango, in Russia I don't think mangoes grow. You grow in Russia? Right, so I want you to find the food in your region. That is important. Okay. I'll finish. Before we go into strength.